Welcome back to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 devotional for Easter. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes through Easter Sunday. And make plans this week to attend our somber and very special Good Friday service at either First Hurst campus at 6:30 p.m. Then be with us to celebrate our risen Savior on Easter Sunday morning. The Norwood campus will get an early start at 8 a.m., with services also at 9:30 or 11 a.m., or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Easter.
Tuesday, March 31st, Stepping Out from the Inside by Kelly Charbonneau. Three floors underground in Prague, about 20 of us stood in a circle surrounded by the Prague police. Trains screeched in and out. The tile walls made every conversation echo. People rushed past while we stood there, nervously and very obviously not going anywhere. We had purchased our tickets. We weren't trying to cheat the system. We had simply missed one critical step. The tickets had to be validated. Invalid meant illegal. We couldn't go back upstairs. We couldn't board the train. And no amount of smiling, explaining, or claiming we were just visiting would fix it. Some in our group were frustrated. Some wanted to argue the case and debate the fairness of it all. But the law was the law. We had broken it. In the end, we paid a hefty $500 fine. No one rescued us. No one absorbed the cost. We paid it and moved on to dinner with a brand new appreciation for valid train tickets. That moment has stayed with me, not because of the money, but because of the feeling. There is something sobering about realizing you are completely stuck and completely responsible. As I stood there next to Scott while he calmly tried to explain our situation to the officers, I was nervous and honestly a little scared. It felt like a perfect storm of powerlessness. We had broken a law we didn't know about. We couldn't fix it ourselves, and no one could rescue us from the consequences. But that small, stressful, sanctifying moment in the Prague subway was actually a gift in helping me see the weightiness of my sin. Except for one crucial difference. When it comes to our sin, we're not just three floors underground in a metro station. We are spiritually dead. Scripture is clear. The wages of sin is death. Not inconvenience, not embarrassment, death. And no amount of arguing or good intentions fixes that. There's no negotiating with the law. There's no paying a fine and moving on. Before the cross ever happened, Jesus said exactly what would take place. He would lay down his life, and he would take it up again. In John 10:18, he says, "I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again." Authority. Throughout his ministry, he had already shown it. In Nain, he interrupted a funeral procession. A dead son sat up and began to speak. In a quiet room emptied of mourners, he took Jairus' daughter by the hand and raised her. Outside Lazarus' tomb, he called his friend who had been dead 4 days and commanded him to come out. And he did. Death obeyed him. But Easter is not just another miracle story. When Jesus was laid in the grave, it looked final, sealed, guarded, over. No grieving mother asked him to act. No desperate sister begged at the entrance of his tomb. But by his own authority, he rose. No one activated anything for him. No one negotiated his release. He stepped out of that tomb because death has no authority over the author of life. Death couldn't hold the one who has authority over sin, death, and everything in between. In Prague, we paid our own fine because we had to. At the cross, Jesus paid a debt he didn't owe and defeated the power that debt held over us. We eventually walked out of that metro station and moved on with our day, grateful to continue our trip. But when Jesus walked out of his tomb, he didn't just escape, he defeated. He didn't negotiate release from sin's power, he broke it. And because he rose by his own authority, the same authority he has over sin and death, you and I are no longer bound by what he has already broken. So what does that freedom actually look like for you?
Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.